doctor Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on the patient name Arvilla Thompson, ARVILLA, middle initial MTHOMPSON, date of birth 09/11/1941, date of appointment October 10/2023. Requesting physician Walter Cummings, WALTERCUMMINGS. Dear Dr. Cummings, I have the pleasure of seeing Arvilla Thompson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. One month ago, she stood up and started walking but could not talk for about 5 minutes. She took her blood pressure and it was systolic 160. She called the primary care doctor next day and then went to the emergency room where MRI of the brain, CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were done, and which was within normal limit. She was seen by cardiologist. She is being monitored for about 7 days. Now she is having a balance problem and dizziness and lightheadedness. When she moves the head, she feels dizzy. When she walks side to side, more to the right than the left, taking aspirin 81 milligram daily and Lipitor 10 milligram daily. Her memory is not good. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, TIA, depression, anxiety, memory loss, dizziness, back pain. Past surgical history, foot surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, alendronate, atorvastatin 10 milligram daily, calcium, fish oil, aspirin 81 milligram. Social history, he stopped smoking 20 years ago, does not drink alcohol regularly, but drinks once in a month. She is widowed and lives alone. Have 2 children. 1 son died due to cancer. Daughter is alive. Family history, mother disease, 80 year, at the age of 80 year with coronary artery disease and diabetes. Father deceased. Had Parkinson's disease, dizziness, 3 sisters, 1 sister disease due to stroke, 2 brother, both disease, cancer of the prostate, 1 month having diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a vertigo, lightheadedness, memory loss, depression, anxiety, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen short pulse on present next pulse, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, or entertained. 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, it is difficult to walk. On a straight line. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, TIA. Number two, benign positional vertigo. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, decreased hearing on both sides. Number five, anxiety. Number six, depression. Next paragraph. Her workup, including MRI of the brain, CT angiogram of the head and neck, are within normal limit. She is already being seen by the cardiologist. Dizziness can be due to benign positional vertigo, comma, postural hypotension, or peripheral neuropathy. I will order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 10 mg PO daily. I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office in a month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.